everybody, Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., and I'm back with Brenda. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you something that is very important. Did you know that you don't have to be doing those long hypnotic inductions? As a matter of fact, my favorite hypnotic induction, which I created a long, long time ago, allows you to go into take your clients into deep hypnosis in 4 seconds, and you only have to learn 8 words. So it's the 8-word induction. We're going to talk about that today. Let me introduce Brenda. I tell you what, she's such a pleasant person. I really, really appreciate her. She's been around for long enough to where she's, I think, become an asset to the profession. She's really a true one percenter among the best of the best in the profession. She, before she came to us, she had a bachelor's degree, which she still does, and a master's degree, which she still does, and she worked at a rape and crisis center and really had a good, strong psychological background, and we stole her away from all that and turned her into a great hypnotist who works at our center. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thanks so much for having me today and for that great introduction. Let me introduce you all to Cal. Cal is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. He's received almost every award in the profession of hypnotherapy and hypnosis, almost every recognition, and his books, The Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy and The Secret Language of Feelings, have made him an authority in hypnosis that works. And I really believe in that because that's what I'm doing here every single day, doing hypnosis that works that I learned from Cal Banyan. And Cal has appeared on television and radio promoting the use of hypnosis as well as The Secret Language of Feelings. He's produced hundreds of freely available training videos. We have over 430 freely available videos here on hypnosis, techniques, business, motivation, marketing. It's all here for everybody, and I love it. So wonderful. And Cal really is the trainer of some of the best, if the best, in the profession. And he's one of those people that experts in the profession go to for advice and guidance. And he's teaching, speaking, seeing clients. And like I said, being here doing these videos, and I'm glad to be here today, Cal, to talk about instant and rapid inductions. Tell us about that.
You know, Brenda, you're so awesome. And one of the things that I really love doing with you is, you know, when you help with the students in class, because all you guys out there, when you make it into class, either our 10-day certification course, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, or our 7-day advanced class, what happens is during the day, I am teaching, and then in the mornings, an hour before class, and afternoons, morning after class, both Maureen Banyan and Brenda, most days, is there making sure that you are practicing the techniques right. Isn't that fun, Brenda?
I love it. I love it when you have students, and when I'm available, then I'm there getting to meet them, give them feedback, support them, help them understand what they're learning, and help them be the best of the best. So thanks so much for being able to let me actually be part of that process.
You know, and I think probably the most fun part of the class as far as teaching and supervising and getting people to practice is when I teach them the 8-word induction, don't you think?
I especially noticed this last class, they were really blown away. I think it was one of the best times that I've seen you do that, where they wanted more, they weren't so sure, and then the 8-word induction, and they were convinced. It was really impressive. It was really neat.
Right. And you guys who are wondering, we got the next... And now, you guys who are watching this video 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years down the road, just check calbanyan.com for the class schedule. But for you guys who are watching it in recent, like now or over the next few weeks, our next NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course with 5-path and 7-path is July 6th through the 16th with the weekend off in the middle. That's here at our center. And then we have the Week of Power coming up in May. It's May 3rd through the 9th. Those for you folks who are already certified and you want to step up, get the material you need to be the best among the best. Now, I'll tell you what it is. What from the very first day of class, our students are learning to hypnotize. but we teach them a rapid induction, which is my version of the old Elman induction. I changed it, tweaked it, made it more modern, and I believe more reliable for the people of today. And from the very first day, they're learning that induction. And when they learn that induction, they're building confidence and competence. They're getting confident in hypnosis, they're getting confident in themselves, and that's really important. And as they become competent at hypnotizing people, because you hypnotize over and over and over and over again, you know, every morning, every night, frequency of practice is so important to getting competency. Then, once they know that they can hypnotize and they truly believe in hypnosis, then we get rid of that induction for the rest of the class, because who needs to spend 3 or 4 minutes getting somnambulism when you can do it in 3 or 4 seconds, right? So now that they know that hypnosis is real and they know that they can hypnotize someone, let's be efficient. Because one of my Banyanisms is, all things being equal, the shorter the induction, the more reliable it is. And this is because there's just simply less time for something to go wrong, less time for the client to get distracted by things. So just, boom, pop them into hypnosis. Now, if you want to learn more about the 8-word induction, go to 8wordinduction.com. 8wordinduction.com. You can use the word 8 or the letter 8, it doesn't matter. And there's a history and there's some links to some articles. It's got the exact wording, which I'm going to give you anyway. I'm not going to keep you in suspense. And I think that it can really whet your appetite for these instant inductions. So let me just give you a little bit of history here. So I'm studying hypnosis in the early days of my career. And I took a course from Jerry Kine, and in there he does an instant induction. And the instant induction, which I think was derived from Gil Boyne, and goes something like this. You address the client and you say, in a moment I'm going to have you press on my hand and I'm going to count from 1 to 3. Good. Now press on my hand. Good. Press, press, press. Good. Now close your, let your eyes begin to grow droopy, drowsy, sleepy, closing, close your eyes, sleep. And then you go into a deepening process. Now that's pretty doggone fast, but it's very wordy. And I wanted to teach how to do an instant induction in my certification courses. So the challenge is, you can't read a script. You know, you can't have the client there with their eyes open, and you can't go, okay, in a moment I'm going to have you press on my hand, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. Okay, good. Press on my hand, 1, 2, 3. You just can't do that. So the induction needs to be memorized. So with that in mind, in my sessions with real clients, I just shortened it, and I could make sure that even though I shortened it, it was still working, until I got down to the most essential words. And they were those 8 words. Press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep. And timing is a very big important thing on this. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now that's really, really cool. This induction has caught on like wildfire. And it's really going everywhere. And if you want to publish it, if you want to make a video of it, this is all you got to do. Contact me, get permission. I've never not given permission for people to use this if they bother to ask me. So, I mean, if you want to use it in class, if you want to use it with clients. Now, with clients, you don't need my permission. One-on-one clients, you know, the best way to go is to get my DVD course, Instant and Rapid Inductions for the Professional, because I go over rapid inductions, instant inductions. I teach you how to create your own instant inductions. There's the Banyan Blastoff induction. There's the iLock induction. All these really cool inductions. So, I'll put a link down below. In fact, I'm going to put it on special this week. I haven't decided how much off, but I'm going to, since it's the topic of this video, my instant and rapid inductions DVD course will be on sale this week. I'm going to talk with the staff, find out how much we can cut off of it, but it's going to be a great savings. All right. Now, so if you want to use it, all you have to do is get my permission and cite where it came from. I think that's very reasonable. I don't want to restrict people learning this induction because it is fast, it is efficient, it is effective. You can take someone in somnambulism in 4 seconds. Brenda, do you ever use this induction?
I do, Cal. I actually use the Elman Banyan on my session 1, and then I do a post-hypnotic suggestion for going into a faster state of hypnosis. And so then I go straight into that 8-word induction on my second session and onward. And I really like it because one of the things that I always notice is people are so worried that they're not going to be able to achieve hypnosis. They think, I can't sit that still that long. And I say, you know what? Don't worry about it. This isn't about relaxing so much that you're falling asleep. It's quick, it's fast. We want to get there so we can do the work so we can move forward. And so I am very thankful actually that I learned the 8-word induction from you and that I felt confident enough to just start with it right off of the bat. And so I really do use that with the majority of my sessions.
Yeah, and I use it in the first session. And like I was just seeing a client yesterday who flew in from all the way around the other side of the world. They keep client confidentiality. I won't even mention the country. But, I mean, this client has flown in all the way from the other side of the world to see me. And, you know, her English is really, really good. And so I even tell her ahead of time, this is what I'm going to do. I say, in a moment, I'm going to have you, I say, we're going to use an instant induction. You're going to find out, I'm going to startle you a little bit. Just follow my instructions and you're going to go into deep hypnosis. Is that okay with you? Yes. I go, good. So I even tell her what I'm going to do. I'm going to startle you a little bit and then you're going to go into deep hypnosis. Is that okay with you? Yes. Good. Press on my hand, close your eyes, sleep, loose, limp, and relax, blah, 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 deeper, deeper stuff. Okay. And so you can use it on first sessions. But as a beginner, I recommend you do exactly what Brenda says. Use a good, strong, reliable induction like the Elman Banyan induction. I'll probably put a link to that down below also. And what you want to do is after you've induced them and you've convinced them they're in hypnosis, then you give them the post-hypnotic suggestion. Next time I do hypnosis with you, all I have to do is drop your hand and say the word sleep, and you'll instantly go back to this level of hypnosis or deeper. If that's okay with you, nod your head. So now what you've got is you've given them a post-hypnotic suggestion to successfully go into hypnosis when you do the 8-word. Isn't that awesome, Brenda?
It is great because then I know I'm usually looking at my clock to see how quickly we're going and we're just flying straight in so that we can actually do the work that we're there to do. You know, that's as a 5-path hypnotherapist, I'm there to do age regression. I'm there to do forgiveness work. I'm there to, you know, really help them transform their lives. And the, you know, faster we can get there and get that work done, the better the client is going to be off that they can, you know, really move forward with their lives.
Okay, this is what I want you to do, Brenda. I want you to say something that will encourage and inspire our viewers to learn fast, fast, fast inductions.
It works. I guess that would be the best thing, you know, that I have to say. And just reiterating what I've shared is that, you know, we want to maximize the time that we have with our clients. They, you know, we live in a fast-paced world these days. People want results. They want quick results. And with a fast induction, 8-word induction, you're spending the time in your session actually doing your work as opposed to getting your clients prepared to do the work. I think that's why I like it so much.
Awesome. Hey, so is there anything else you want to say about instant inductions or the 8-word induction?
I think that we've shared what I was curious about today, and I think you know, like I said, really motivating people to learn it. I know when I'm watching students, they're worried about the mechanics. I think you got to, you know, practice. And then, like I said, you really have to be confident. And there's times, you know, I've had a couple of teens lately that will start to get the giggles. I think they, you know, but you just got to just dive in, be confident. I think that's probably one of the most important things with doing an 8-word induction. Obviously, you have to memorize the words, but there's only 8, so that's okay. You have to memorize the mechanics of how you're moving your hand and your body and all that stuff, you know, but you just got to practice. And then, like I said, confidence, confidence, confidence. You have to go in knowing what you expect your clients to comply, and when they do, you'll be able to move forward quickly in your session to be able to do the work that you're there to do, and that they will appreciate very much.
That's right. Thank you so much. And just as a kind of cautionary note, what we've talked about today is about 50% of what you need to know for the 8-word induction and instant inductions. You really need to get proper training either through a DVD course or through a class to do it, because it takes split second timing to do this. Saying the words in the wrong timing can lead to failure. Pulling the hand at the wrong time can lead to failure. So, you know, I really haven't given you the complete lesson. I just can't do that in 15 or 20 minutes. Okay, so now I got another great big announcement. Okay, I remember sometimes people will get confused about 5-path and think that it's a closed system. 5-path, 5-phased advanced transformational hypnosis, is not a closed system. It is the main structure that has the main techniques in it. But if you have other talents or skills or abilities, for example, if you're a first-rate counselor, that's going to help. If you have advanced knowledge and practice and skills in persuasion techniques, obviously that's going to help. Now, the other one probably skill set that is most closely associated with hypnosis and adopted by hypnosis is NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And one of my good friends in the profession, Dr. Will Horton, we'll just call him Will, and I have been talking about it for a long, long time, and we finally worked it out. Will is coming to our center and is going to do a basic NLP course. Now, let me tell you about this NLP course. It is super special in that a couple of things. One is this NLP course will be for hypnotists. He's been training at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention for a long time. He knows hypnotists, and he knows what they need to know. Now, here's another thing that's going to be special about it. Will Horton uses NLP to teach NLP, which means you're going to learn it the fastest and the most efficient and painless way possible. And so that's another thing. This course is going to be at our center here in Tustin, California, which is in Orange County, just right down the road from Anaheim, which means what? Disneyland, which means Knott's Berry Farm. We're probably about 12 miles from the ocean, something like that. And it's a 4-day class. It's going to be June 18th through the 20th, 2015. And hey, why don't you learn NLP the same time I do? My plan right now is that I'm going to take the course. And wouldn't that be fun? I mean, I'll just be a student just like you guys. I've read some books about NLP, but I've never been certified in it. I've never taken an official course and stuff. So I'm thinking if Will will let me, I'm just going to go ahead and take the course right along with everybody else. And I think that would be really grand. What do you think about that, Brenda?
That is very cool. Actually, I didn't realize that you were thinking about taking the class as well, so that is neat. I think it's exciting to have some guest presenters and then people from a different kind of school of hypnosis here in the center, so I'm looking forward to being here and meeting people. Actually, you mentioned earlier, Cal, about really needing to understand the technique further with 8-word induction, and it was actually at the convention last year I walked into one of Will Horton's sessions. I don't know much about NLP, but he was talking actually about some of the philosophy behind how instant and rapid inductions work, and it helped solidify some things for me too. So I'm excited to hear that he's going to be out here and that you're going to be in the class as well, and that we'll have maybe some guest students here too. I always look forward to having people here in the center, so that's great to hear.
Awesome. All right, that's it. Anything you want to say to wrap it up?
I think we're good for today. I look forward to seeing you all in class. Obviously, like I've said a few times, I love it when people are here. I don't always get to participate in classes that are going on, but when I do, I love to have visitors here coming to train, coming to learn, coming to be a part of this great profession. And so glad that we were able to share an interesting and exciting topic with you all. Please keep in touch. I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com or brenda@ochypnotherapy.com. Also, you can find me on our hypno space as Brenda Titus, and we always love to hear your comments or your questions down below on the podcast page or on Facebook. Please keep in touch, and I look forward to seeing you all maybe in class or at the NGH convention this summer. I'm starting to look forward to that too. So have a great week, everybody.
All right, thank you very much, Brenda. And Dr. Dwight Damon, if you're watching, because I know you do, he's the president of the National Guild of Hypnotists. Thank you for the call just before the podcast. It's always nice to hear, that you're with the Five Pathers and you're with me. That truly is great. All right, so a couple things. Hey, check us out on facebook.com/hypnosis, etc. Why? Because the conversation keeps on going there. And then also, of course, ourhypnospace.com, ourhypnospace.com. Why? Because, gosh, you can have your own group, or you could join a group that already exists. Just be part of the community. I think in the next video, we're going to talk about community and not having to be alone as a hypnotist and some other cool stuff. All right, that's it. Blah, blah, blah. Enough of that. We're done for now. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.